Hey, hey, it is Monica Metz here, certified health coach, and today we are talking about one of my favorite topics, how do we bring more excitement and flavor into our smoothies, especially if you are someone who has gotten into a little bit of a smoothie rut. What are we supposed to do? We're going to talk about five of my top tips for kind of breaking out of that smoothie rut, bringing more excitement, flavor, and nutrition into your smoothies, because smoothies are a really great way to get extra fruits, veggies, and other nutrients into our bodies. And they're so convenient, they're so easy to make, they're portable, you can just grab and go. However, they're easy to get burned out on. And so we are gonna talk about some ways to bring the smoothie magic back into your life. So welcome, welcome. Thanks for being here today. I am going to double check and sometimes, you know, when I'm doing these lives, the comments don't show up. And so I am just over on my phone to make sure that I don't miss your comments. So I do see that Lily is here. Thank you, Lily. And if you have any questions along the way, please pop into the comments and let me know. Okay. So the inspiration behind this class or this live chat is I drink a lot of smoothies, and I find myself, you know, myself and also the members inside my membership program, More Veggies, Less Meat, sometimes we can get a little burned out on things. We spend a lot of time in the membership talking about how to bust out of our rut. It's just, it's what happens, you know, because once we find something we like smoothies, or let's say there's a soup or a chili or some other kind of dish that you like, at first you're totally excited because you're gonna make that dish all the time, you know how to do it, you're loving it, and then you have it so often that after a while, then you don't want to have it anymore, which is a problem because then you have to find something else. And then the cycle just starts over again. So I just wanted to let you know that this is a mini version of the smoothie mastery class I taught inside my membership, which is called More Veggies, Less Meat. And I wanted to bring some of that information, some of that content over here to Facebook and to my blog to help share some of those lessons with you. So I did want to share a couple comments from inside my membership just to give us a little inspiration to kind of set the tone. One person wrote back to me after my smoothie mastery class and said, I just watched the smoothie video. Great new ideas. I've been making smoothies for a while now, and this was just what I needed to mix things up. I'm going to make a smoothie with Caracara orange today, but first I'm getting on the bike. Have a great day, everyone. That's the kind of, you know, stuff that we see inside my membership, More Veggies, Less Meat. And then somebody else wrote and said, I watched the smoothie video yesterday and I got inspired. I made an awesome smoothie this morning. So after that smoothie mastery class, I noticed that people inside my membership group were posting pictures of their smoothies. They're all excited. They're using new ingredients, new flavors. And so I thought I would bring some of that inspiration here to this live chat. So tip number one is don't drink the same smoothie 2 days in a row. People do this for 10 days or 2 weeks or months. I mean, people will make the same thing over and over and again. And I understand because people get in their comfort zone and they think to themselves, okay, the smoothie thing was kind of new for me and I'm settled in. I know exactly what I like now. You know, it takes a little bit of trial and error for people. And so they kind of decide, okay, well, I know I like spinach. I know I like bananas. I know I like almond butter. I know I always like to use almond milk. And then they get comfortable and they keep doing that for days on end, sometimes weeks and months. So for sure, you're gonna get burned out if you're doing something like that. That's why I recommend don't even have the same smoothie 2 days in a row. When people are doing one of my programs, I do free challenges, I do paid challenges. Obviously, I do a lot of content inside my membership, More Veggies, Less Meat. If I do a meal plan for people, I don't have you repeating the same smoothie each day. I'll alternate, because I also realize you don't want to make a different smoothie every day, because then you're going to get burned out because you're overwhelmed. But what I recommend is maybe you pick 2 or 3 smoothies for the week and you leapfrog and you just plan, you write out a little plan for yourself and you decide, okay, Sunday, maybe you're having something different. You're having brunch or something like that. But let's just say on the weekdays, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're having a green smoothie of some kind. And then Tuesday, Thursday, you're having a berry smoothie. That would just be an example. And you can just pick two different recipes. And that way you don't get overwhelmed. You're not trying to figure things out during the week. You just have your two recipes, but you're not having the same smoothie day after day after day. So it's important because you're not going to get burned out as easily on one of those smoothie recipes. But number two, you're going to be introducing new nutrients into your diet, which is really important. You don't want to have the same things over and over and over again. You want to eat the rainbow, as they say, and bring a diversity of nutrients into your diet. Okay, so tip number two, don't even drink smoothies every day. I would say it might be even better for you if you're super burned out on smoothies, especially in the winter when it's cold. What if you only had smoothies two or three times a week, and on the alternating days, you're having oatmeal, maybe you're making hot oatmeal or overnight oats or some other preparation like that, and maybe you just take a break on the weekends. Maybe on the weekends you're doing something hot like a tofu scramble or avocado toast, something like that. So tip one, number one was don't drink the same smoothie 2 days in a row. Tip number two was don't drink smoothies day after day. I get it. Sometimes you're on a roll. You want things to be predictable. You want to know what your breakfast is and just make that same breakfast every day. But I am telling you, it is working against you. Okay, number three would be change up your base. And by that, I mean change up your liquid. And this may not have a giant effect on the flavor, but it will have more of an effect on the nutrients and the nutrition. So if you always use soy milk, try almond milk, or try something exciting like macadamia nut milk or oat milk or something else that you haven't tried before. Like I said, it's not really going to affect the flavor that much, but mentally you will know that it's something different. You will also know that you're bringing nutrients into your diet. I almost always use water. Like, that's how easy I like to make things, because generally speaking, I'm using a combination of water and some sort of a nut or seed. So in my mind, when I'm blending, I'm essentially making a nut milk at the very same time. So I don't really get too hung up on the liquid, but you could do some really cool things like brew some peppermint tea or some cinnamon tea or ginger tea, let it cool off, and then you could use that as your base. And especially if you're using something like cinnamon tea, hibiscus tea, peppermint, that is going to have a big effect on the flavor of your smoothie. Again, making that smoothie seem exciting and different. You could also use some store-bought juice, like a store-bought green juice or a store-bought carrot juice. Carrot juice can be an amazing base for a smoothie. I really love, personally, to use a little bit of carrot juice. So it's high in sugars. So you do have to be a little bit careful about that. But let's say you used a little bit of carrot juice, like half a cup, a little bit of coconut milk, and then some strawberries. That's a really, really yummy combination. Just looking at my notes here to see if I missed anything. Also coconut water. I was on a kind of a binge where I was making smoothies with coconut water a lot. I love to do that in the summer. For whatever reason, it doesn't appeal to me as much in the wintertime, but coconut water is a really fun ingredient to work with. I really like the brand Harmless Harvest, because I find it is closest in flavor to if you actually got one of those young Thai coconuts from, well, Thailand or the grocery store, and you cracked it open and you poured out that coconut water. Harmless Harvest to me is the closest to the actual water right out of the coconut. Okay. And Melanie, hello Melanie. I'm just looking at the comments here. Melanie says, I use homemade kombucha. I was going to mention that too. Kombucha is awesome, especially if you're like Melanie and you're making it on your own. But if you're just using a store-bought, there are some really fun flavors. I made one last year for TV that was a strawberry basil smoothie, which was actually based on strawberry basil kombucha. But there are so many fun flavors of kombucha. Those would be really fun to incorporate into your smoothie. Now, the thing is, kombucha is carbonated, typically. So you want to be a little bit careful when you're blending it in your blender. I wouldn't add a whole bunch of kombucha, like, for example, 16 ounces. It really depends on the rest of the ingredients, but I would just keep your hand on the lid while you're blending just to be safe. You know, I do that with hot liquids too, because you don't ever want to have any sort of an explosion in the blender, because that is a giant mess that you don't want to have to deal with. Okay, so tip number four is switch up the colors. Now, it's all in the presentation, right? So when we look at something, that's always why we want something to be pretty on the plate. We want to have it appeal to our senses, and that may or may not have a giant effect on the flavor. It can, but just thinking about the flavor will kind of get you in a different mood or a different mode. It will get you looking at different ingredients to change that color. And therefore, when you're working with fruits and vegetables, that's going to bring a whole different family of nutrients into your diet, which you want, because again, you want to eat the rainbow. So let's see, what am I talking about here when I talk about changing up the color? So right now I'm kind of in a rhythm of I'm doing green smoothies on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So those are generally the same. I might switch out the frozen fruit or something like that. But Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday is currently what I'm doing. I'll probably change it up because now that I say it like that, I might get a little burned out. But on Wednesday, it is always a berry smoothie or something red or purple. I really feel like it's exciting. And when Wednesday comes around, I know, hey, we're going to have a really pretty smoothie today. And I wish I had it out. It's in the refrigerator. I won't run over there and get it. But today I did a really brightly kind of purple red smoothie that has, what does it have? Strawberries, goji berries, and a little bit of that dragon fruit puree that you can buy in the frozen food section. That gives it that kind of purpley hue. And so what that tells me is when I'm introducing all these different colors, we are definitely getting different nutrients into the smoothie and into our bodies. Plus, it's just exciting. You know, it's just visually, when you're used to having the same thing every day and then all of a sudden you have something different, it's shiny object syndrome. It's exciting to us. So let's see, what kind of colors or really fruits am I talking about? Any sort of berry, like strawberry, blueberry, raspberry. We can often buy frozen marionberries here in the Pacific Northwest. Dark cherries are easy to find. I mentioned the dragon fruit puree, which is really fun to work with. I don't find it to be really full of flavor, but it does have different nutrients, and that's why I like to use it, and also it's a different color. Or acai puree, that's really fun to work with. It's dark purple, typically. So those are really, really fun flavors and nutrients to incorporate into your smoothies if you're really, really tired of green smoothies. You could also get a little tricky, and you could use a really deeply pigmented fruit and still add a little bit of vegetable, like a little bit of light greens, like romaine or something like that, some broccoli sprouts. You could do something like that and you still have your deeply berry colored smoothie, but it, you know, sneakily, it does have some green elements to it. So I like to do that sometimes too. The fifth tip is trying different non-green vegetables in your smoothie, just to switch things up. So carrots, you can either use your fresh carrots or buy them frozen. A lot of these things I like to buy frozen because then it just contributes to that frostiness of that smoothie. Canned pumpkin is another really great one. Frozen cauliflower or cauliflower rice. No one will know, I promise you. If you make a chocolatey based smoothie, like a chocolate banana smoothie, and you put a little bit of cauliflower or cauliflower rice in there, I do this to my son all the time. No one's going to know. And they're going to be getting all those great antioxidants. Frozen beets, that's a wonderful thing to add to your smoothie, whether you can find them frozen. They're a little hard to find. Or just next time you roast some beets, just set aside some of them, put them on a little tray, freeze them. I mean, cube it, freeze it, and then keep them in a Ziploc bag. That would be a really, really great thing to add to your berry smoothies just for some extra nutrients. Some of the lighter greens I mentioned, such as romaine or leaf lettuce, celery is another great one that I like to add to my smoothies. Also, red or orange or yellow bell pepper. That's a really fun thing to add to your smoothie. I know it sounds kind of weird, but it's mild in taste. And if you have a high-speed blender, the skin is not going to be a problem. And you're just going to get some of that extra nutrient into your diet. And then leftover sweet potato. A lot of times we're making sweet potato all the time for dinner. Why don't you save some of that and add some of that into your smoothie? Again, if you have a high-speed blender like a Vitamix, it's going to take care of that skin, no problem. And then you'll be getting the extra nutrients and the fiber from the sweet potato skin, as well as the beta carotene from that orange flesh, which is great for our hair, skin, and eyes. Okay, so those are the five. And then I have a bonus tip, which would be to spice things up by using fresh herbs and spices. So this, a lot of times people overlook because we don't really realize spices, dried spices even, and herbs are also great sources for those cancer-fighting antioxidants. So some examples would be freshly grated ginger, so good in a smoothie. I used it this morning. I love that combination of freshly grated ginger and a berry smoothie or a green smoothie. I love both, but that ginger is going to be really great for your digestive system as well as your immune system. Freshly grated turmeric, that's also fun to use, and you could use freshly grated if you can find it at your grocery store, or if you're like Melanie, who's on this live chat and you grow your own, which I think is incredible, you could use fresh or you can use ground. Just use a little bit, like a quarter of a teaspoon. You can get some of those anti-inflammatory benefits. What about pumpkin pie spice? Especially in the fall, that's a really, really fun thing to do when it's pumpkin spice latte season and it's, the summer's over and you're looking to switch over to fall flavors. I love to use pumpkin pie spice in something like a, let's see, maybe like a, well, like a typical banana smoothie. Maybe you're just using something really, really simple like coconut milk, a little bit of canned pumpkin, some frozen bananas, and some pumpkin pie spice. That would be really yummy. Little dash of vanilla. I think that I've done that before. Very tasty. And along the same lines as pumpkin spice blend would also be a chai spice blend. I do a banana smoothie, or when I say banana smoothie, I mean the base of the fruit is frozen bananas. You add some almond milk, you add a liquid of your choice, you add that chai spice blend, maybe a teaspoon, maybe two, and that is a completely different smoothie than your regular everyday green smoothie. And you might be saying, well, it doesn't have kale in it, which is true, unless you add it in there. But you don't have to have kale every single day to be healthy. You have to be able to rotate things around, bring new things into your diet, diversify your diet. And yes, kale is amazing. It's, number one on the nutrient scale, but don't feel like you have to have it every day. Give yourself a break. Try some other greens. Try spinach. Try romaine. They all have a different nutrient profile and they can all be beneficial for us. And then finally, some herbs like fresh parsley. I love to put that in a green smoothie. Cilantro can be really delicious, especially with pineapple. Basil, that can be fun. We mentioned if you use a liquid base, like a strawberry basil kombucha or something like that, you could also blend some actual basil, a little bit goes a long way into your smoothie. And then mint, of course. Mint is wonderful in green smoothies and other smoothies, but I think it's really, really fun to put in a green smoothie, especially if you're using a frozen fruit such as mango or pineapple or peach. That can be really, really refreshing. Okay, so just to recap, I'm looking at my notes here. We talked about don't drink the same smoothie 2 days in a row. You're not going to be immediately burned out if you do that 2 days in a row, but if you keep doing that again and again, that's what I really want to caution you against is, gosh, if you start doing that 3 days in a row or 4 days in a row, you're going to burn out much more quickly. So try not to drink the same smoothie 2 days in a row. Try not, maybe don't even have smoothies every single day. Or, then you would definitely want to, if you really are committed and you want to have it every day, maybe you're leapfrogging. Maybe you're doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're doing a certain smoothie, and then Tuesday, Thursday, you're doing a certain smoothie, and then Saturday, Sunday, you're just having something totally different. You're making granola, you're making a tofu scramble, you're doing something totally different. Change up your base, and by that I mean your liquid. So experiment around with some of those teas that you could brew and cool and then use that as your base, or switch up the milk that you're using, coconut milk, almond milk, macadamia nut milk, or what's exciting out there, oat milk's fun to work with. Oat milk, by the way, I did not know this until recently. I knew that oats were really, really great for reducing cholesterol, and I didn't really think that oat milk would have the same effect. I don't know if it has the same powerful effect, but it also does have a beneficial effect even without the fiber that comes from the rolled oats. There's something in oat milk that can have a beneficial effect on cholesterol. Who knew? Okay, so we talked about the base, maybe some carrot juice, a little bit of carrot juice, beautiful flavor. And then switching up the colors, we talked about maybe not a green smoothie every day. Maybe we've got some berry smoothies interspersed throughout. Maybe we're reusing some dragon fruit puree, acai puree, just something different so that when we look at that smoothie, it looks totally different than what we've been having previously. And number five was trying some non-green vegetables, again, just to bring in some different nutrients into your diet, also to change the color. And then the bonus tip was using spices and herbs to bring even more nutrients and different flavors into your smoothies. So I do have some recipes that you could check out. These are all on my website at monicametz.com, totally free. But I was thinking about what smoothies would you enjoy if you're getting really burned out on smoothies? And I would say the Fresh Start smoothie, that's my most recent recipe, with hemp seed, apple, pineapple, and orange. Really refreshing. Melanie, I saw inside my free Facebook group that you made that last week. So I love that. I love that you love that smoothie. There's also a recipe for grapefruit and greens smoothie. People usually don't think about grapefruit for a smoothie, but it's actually really delicious. Strawberry hemp, which uses strawberries, and then hemp seeds, which is one of my favorite sources for protein. A sweet potato pie smoothie so that you can incorporate the canned pumpkin or canned sweet potato, whatever is easier to find, and your pumpkin pie spice blend. A shamrock shake smoothie. This is inspired by my childhood obsession with the shamrock shake from McDonald's. I don't have that same obsession anymore because I made a better shamrock shake. It's healthier anyway, and I have that recipe on my website. And so those are the recipes over at monicametz.com. So if you liked this chat, if you want to take a deeper dive, I highly recommend you get on my wait list for my membership program, More Veggies, Less Meat. Enrollment is not open right now, but if you get on the wait list, then you'll be notified when it does open back up again. And so when we're inside the membership, we are talking about all things smoothies, but we're also talking about different topics, usually driven by what the members want to talk about. Recently, I did a masterclass on how to reduce cholesterol with food. We talked about getting started with an air fryer. We also talked about tofu 101. Typically, I would say 3 or 4 masterclasses per month inside More Veggies, Less Meat. Okay, so I got a little homework for you. So what about today's talk resonated with you? I'm going to look over and see if I can see some comments. Yes, I can. Melanie says, oh, chocolate. Yes. Chocolate smoothies are so nice once in a while. I can't do them very often because they're rich to me. You know, it feels kind of heavy. And usually in the morning, I'm trying to do something a little lighter. But I'm telling you, if you have a kid who maybe doesn't love the vegetables and, you know, or some other family member who's not into it, a cauliflower spiked chocolate smoothie can really get the job done. Add a little peanut butter. Now you've got a Reese's Pieces kind of thing going on. They can be really delicious. Plus cacao, unsweetened cacao, great source of antioxidants. And Lily says, I love all these ideas. Yay. I always love to hear that from people. I understand how hard it is to get healthy meals on the table. And so these sessions are all about how can we get inspired and how can I serve you? So let me know what resonated with you today, whether you are watching live or on the replay. Do you have a question for a future live chat? Please let me know. If you are on my email list, just anytime, just hit reply. Let me know what that question is. I will add it to my list or add it in the comments here. And then, yeah, if you want to join the waitlist for my membership program, you can find out information at monicametz.com/moreveggies. Okay, so we have a couple minutes before I head over and do this same talk over on Instagram. And if you want to come over for that, that would be amazing. But if you don't currently follow me on Instagram, I am a lot more active over on Instagram. I share a lot of kind of behind the scenes cooking videos and things like that on my Instagram stories, as well as IGTV reels too. So you can follow me over on Instagram at Mospo, M-O-S-P-O. I'd love to connect with you over there. Okay, so I am not quite seeing any questions. So I think I'm gonna sign off. But I hope you enjoyed this live chat on how to bust out of your smoothie rut. We talked about a lot of ideas. I know we went fast. We covered a lot of ground. And if you are feeling like, oh my gosh, this has been a blur of information, here's what I want you to do. Just go over to my website, monicametz.com, and just go to the recipes section. And you can actually search for just smoothies if you want. And then pick out like one or two. Like, don't get overwhelmed. It's easy to get overwhelmed. Don't feel like you need to do five new smoothies overnight. Just pick one or two. Look for something that you haven't been using a lot. Like, maybe you haven't used, I don't know, pineapple in a smoothie before, or dragon fruit, or you haven't used canned pumpkin. So look for a couple of recipes that are using ingredients that you haven't used before, and that's how you can get started. Okay, so thanks so much for joining me today. Oh, Paul, I just saw that you were here. Thanks for joining me live. And I will talk to you next week. Okay, take care, everyone.